Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's the Stones bringing us back. 17 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Daniel Cage is here. He's the new friend, CEO of SpeedChain, a blockchain technology company. Daniel, thanks again for being here. So I've been doing a lot of work and writing and thinking and talking about the concept of trust on this show. I was talking about trust long before when the internet age was just really getting off the ground. I'm still talking about trust as we're well into the digital age and we're talking about crypto technology. What I like to remind people about is that the foundational element of all the things that we do and are as human beings in a civil society is trust. And it's something that we've relied on for thousands of years. It's primordial for human beings. But in the digital age where things are moving at light speed and we're over, you know, 9 gigahertz, 28 core nitrogen cooled processors, the transfer of trust from me to you digitally, I think, is being challenged, and especially if you and I don't know each other, and we have had intermediaries in the past that could help us with that, but as we break down those paradigms, those intermediary paradigms, trust becomes more important than ever. And I'm hoping that blockchain can help deliver digital trust and help us make this transition from analog to digital. What do you think?
Yeah, you know, well, first off, and thanks for bringing that up. I think it's such a seminal idea, right? And what you hit on is communities, right? Because we're people, but we operate within communities, and they can be small, they can be big, they can be known, they can be unknown. But establishing a community and trust within that is incredibly difficult. And as in one of the things that even adds to it is 5G. And I think not a lot of people are talking about that yet, but the speed at which we're all going to be able to communicate with each other and the quality of the data is just getting better and better because technology is getting better.
Yeah.
And you're absolutely right. It just the ability to then have a reputational kind of identity or trust with each other is still not there. And we always see the kind of the big stories, which is, the breaches or attacks on different, enterprises. But really, it's just communicating with each other. That is a big deal. But also the day-to-day, just communicating with each other is also, people need to understand. Need to have the confidence that either they're protecting their own data or that when they're communicating with someone, they are who they say they are. And so you're right. I think that blockchain can do a lot to in both of those fronts.
Well, when you think about today, if you're doing business with somebody in Shanghai, you're probably going to have some kind of a method of verifying who they are. You got a bank that's going to clear the money, maybe Ex-Im Bank, who knows. You're going to have a partner over there or whatever. But as technology allows you and me to do business with those people without all those intermediaries, there's got to be some kind of a method to provide you and me with some level of confidence and trust. And I think the distributed ledger foundation of the blockchain technology does that, right? I mean, I can buy 100 nodes and get that level of trust, or I can buy 1,000 nodes and get more level of trust, right? That's how it works.
Yeah, I mean, that's right. And it's also, it's not only that, it's identifying the ecosystems in which you're dealing in. So one of the big things in versus just how we communicate today, which we can just kind of the general internet, is that you can, it's not only the person you're dealing with, it's also the ecosystem or the community with it, within which you're communicating. And so with that comes what we'll see in the next 5 to 10 years, or even kind of 1 to 2, then to 5 and 10 years, is that. So you define the communities within which you're communicating, and that will do a lot for exactly what you're talking about.
How much proliferation, how close to ubiquity do you think blockchain will be in 5 years?
It's so hard to call. So there are people whose job it is to kind of, or futurists or you know, that are, their jobs are to kind of game that. What I see is there will be both business and social communities that adopt it far faster than anyone has really kind of come out and talked about. And then there will be other communities that adopt it slower. So I think
the ones that have the most to gain will do it faster. The ones that have the most to lose from blockchain will do it slower, right?
Yeah, exactly. And you know, the other thing is, I think, and it's kind of my job and a lot of people that are in my position's job to essentially provide solutions using blockchain that add value and add convenience.
When we come back after the break, will you talk about some of those things, how you and others add value through blockchain? Will you talk about that after the break?
You got it.
All right, stand by. Hold on to that thought. Folks, Daniel Cage is here. He's the CEO of SpeedChain and a blockchain technology company. That's what we're going to talk about when we come back. How is his company and others adding value? We've talked about your lettuce being tracked by blockchain, right? We got more to come on that after the break with Daniel Cage. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.